Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet, with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. 20 minutes from now, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Tom Glavine joins the show. He knows a little something about pitching against Toronto in the World Series. They played back in 1992. Glavine would win a world championship in 1995, World Series MVP against the then Cleveland Indians. Tom Glavine joins us in 20 minutes to break down the Fall Classic. Game one tonight north of the border with the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. And then it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, NBA, NHL, and game one of the World Series. Next hour, final hour, power hour, all our bets for the football weekend. And we will decide who wins. Life-changing money. Courtesy of Nick Kostos, a cool $20. But joining us right now to give us some college football bets and analysis for this weekend is our good friend, the great Colin Wilson from the Action Network Big Bets on Campus podcast on Twitter at _Colin1. Colin spelled with two L's. My friend, welcome back to the show. How's it going?
It's going great. It's, you know, it may be rainy and nasty outside here, but it is just wonderful in life. We're getting into the deep part of college football. But I got to say this about the World Series, right? If you don't know any first time you're hearing me talk, I'm a huge college baseball guy. Like, there's no other college baseball guy out there other than me. Tonight, Trey Savage is going. 2 years ago, he's pitching for East Carolina. I cannot preach enough how good college baseball is getting year after year after year. The talent is better because these kids don't want to go to single A and double A. They want to get paid NIL money. They have better coaches. They have better facilities than single A and double A. I just want to throw it out there. When you watch East Savage pitch tonight in the World Series, he was pitching for ECU just 2 years ago. I mean, college baseball is fantastic, and you get in the World Series tonight.
Who do you think is going to win the World Series?
I think the Blue Jays, like, really have a chance tonight to just take one before they realize the gravity of what's going on. Tonight, I have bet the Blue Jays +137. If they're going to take a game, it's going to be this game. And if they don't, I'm not sure that they're not going to get swept. So if you want to lay a prop on 4-1 or get a better Dodgers price, I would wait. I'd wait like till after tonight. I think the Blue Jays are live tonight.
So Blue Jays maybe win tonight. And even if they do, you still think the Dodgers will win the series no matter what happens tonight. You like
no
the Dodgers.
What, no matter what happens. Yeah.
Well, I bridge jumped a little bit on Dodgers series price.
Oof.
So I hope you're right. what's your, it doesn't have to be in a marquee game. What's your one singular favorite college football bet coming up this weekend?
I think Iowa is going to blow Minnesota out of the water. There are things in the run concept. Right now, Iowa's offense is humming, right? It took a while to get there with Gronowski. He was underthrowing everything. He's not anymore. And the Iowa offense looks like a typical Iowa offense. And if you look at Minnesota, their post-game win expectancies the last couple games, they didn't have any business winning against Purdue. And it's smoke and mirrors, PJ. So Iowa, I think, is going. And to say that Iowa's offense is going to blow a team out is a statement, right? But I think Iowa's covering that number easy.
But Colin, what do you like in the game where College Game Day will be in attendance in Nashville between Mizzou and Vanderbilt? Vandy, a 2.5-point favorite. I was looking at the BetMGM Insights. Most bet side of the week, the Commodores laying it under a field goal here. What do you like in that game?
I'm on an island. I'm on Missouri. And I think the reason that you're seeing this, the number should be a pick, right? And the reason you're seeing Vanderbilt favorites is because it's just such a great spot, because Missouri doesn't, you know, survives Auburn, and now they got to go on the road again in a brutal contest. But I think if you handicap games the way that I handicap games, I want to see run concept. And what does Diego Pavi and Cedric Alexander do? They run a lot of man concepts. They run a lot of power. And all that they do, Missouri is fantastic in defending that from a run concept perspective. If you look at Missouri's tackle grading per PFF, they're 19th in the country. So it's not like Pavi and Alexander are going to get a lot of extra yards after first contact. And I think that's really important against Vanderbilt. You have to be able to take them down the first time that you touch them. Ahmad Hardy, the running back from Missouri, has not shown up in two games. He is hearing it. Apparently, practice has been pretty intense this week because his outside zone with Missouri was dominating the nation and like leading the whole FBS in missed tackles. He's hearing that right now, and I think he is supremely motivated to show off against a Vanderbilt defense that can be run against. So I'm in the minority. Not a surprise, but I'm taking Missouri in the extra points. I think the game should be a pick.
Oh, wow. Absolutely love that one. The SEC is taking center stage on Saturday because we have another game with a 2.5-point spread in Death Valley at night. A&M laying 2.5 against LSU. Some people think Brian Kelly might be coaching for his job come Saturday night. How do you see that game playing out between the Tigers and the Aggies?
Well, truthfully, when you had a fake accent down in Baton Rouge, you were coaching for your job from day one. But I mean, even if you watch that Netflix series, like, he's just unrelatable. And I keep saying this over and over, like, Arkansas, my team, is going to go look for a coach. Get somebody young, relatable, that loves the kids. Brian Kelly's like this strict stepdad that just hates and wants to paddle his kids. Like, it doesn't work anymore. And so I think his time is limited. In this game, I love the over. Absolutely hammered at 47. I think we jumped up to 49.5. I think some other people are echo chambers. But this, I would take this up to 53, 54. And the reason is because there's just no answer for Casey Concepcion on the Texas A&M side. And why I say that, it's like, LSU has great corner play. Those corners that you see in Mansoor, some of those other guys, they're going to be playing in the NFL level. But over the middle, where Casey Concepcion runs crossing routes, it's wide open. It's going to be touchdown city all day. And A&M is now, their defense has regressed. They're not tackling. They made Arkansas look like they could be national champions. They're missing tackles, 25 missed tackles against Florida and Arkansas the last couple games. Like, A&M's defense has regressed, and they're going to make LSU's offense look good. I love the over here. Picking a side, it's just such a good spot for LSU, but I have no faith in them, and I don't have faith in Brian Kelly anymore. Mm.
Are we to believe that John Mateer is good to go at Oklahoma? Because the Sooners now laying 5.5 at BetMGM, taking on Ole Miss. Ole Miss, of course, coming off of the loss to Georgia last week. 52.5 is the total with this game. Any interest here, side or total, with the Rebels on the road in Norman?
OU is in a lot of parlays for me, so I don't need them to lose this game. At the same time, I make it 3.5, and I'm having a hard time buying John Mateer saying that he's fully healthy. He said last week, I'm good, the skin is regrown, I'm ready to throw. We've got interceptions and two big-time throws grading per PFF. I mean, he wasn't ready to go. It's not there yet. Maybe it is a week later. At some point, it will click for him, and he'll take off. Is that going to come against Ole Miss here? Because if it turns into a ground game, sure, OU can do some damage, but Ole Miss can do that too. I think the thing that interests me about the Ole Miss side is, like, why did they lose to Georgia? Because they petered out in the fourth quarter. They got their brains bashed in, and then the fourth quarter they got outscored 17-0 because they just couldn't hang after three quarters of vicious play. Well, what do you think OU's defense is? So in the end, I think OU wins this game. I think the margin is way too high at 5.5, and if you're doing that, you're literally gambling on the fact that Mateer is healthy again. So I'm not trying to be this huge advocate for Ole Miss. I think Oklahoma's going to win the game, but that number is a little bit too high for me.
You better you bet on this phenomenal Football Friday. Colin Wilson, our guest. Action Network Big Bets on campus. On Twitter at _Colin1. Colin spelled with two L's. You are a celebrity Arkansas Razorback alum, and Arkansas has been getting bet all week against Auburn, now out to a 3-point home favorite against Auburn. Have we gone too far with the point spread of this game, Colin, or not far enough, Arkansas and Auburn?
You're talking about a Bobby Petrino team that continues to lose by one possession. I mean, like, I knew the effort would be there when he took over, right? And the defensive effort is there. But now we're missing our star nose tackle, Cam Ball, who would have been everything against Auburn's offensive line and their rushing attack. But now Arkansas is without him. And we're still talking about a defense that's 130th in pass rush, dead last in defensive finishing drives. Let me say that again. Defensive finishing drives is how many points do you give up per opponents coming across the 40-yard line. Arkansas is dead last. You get across the 40-yard line, you're pretty much getting 5.5, 6 points. It's hard for me to go ahead and bet on the Hogs. Now, 3, that's a lot. Arkansas has to learn to win under Petrino. I mean, this is a new management team, and Talen's going to be able to do some damage here. Keep your eyes on the weather. I think that favors Arkansas big time. I do like Arkansas, but I would rather play them on the money line or play them live. I have a hard time. Just Auburn is number one in the nation against rush offenses. And line yard stuff, right? The stuff like that that people listen to me on BBOC. I'm taking Arkansas money line. I think it's way too fat at 3. That's when you're going to see some sharp buyback on Auburn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and it looks like we might come off the 3, at least at BetMGM, 3 minus 115 for Auburn, plus 3 in that game. Earlier, you said Iowa is your favorite bet of the weekend, laying it against Minnesota. What about the other half of Cy Hawk, Iowa State, 2.5 against BYU? Fascinating betting market all week. This was less than 3, and then it's 3. Now it's down to 2.5. Seems like a great spot for Iowa State. Do you see it that way against BYU?
This follows the Missouri Vandy formula. This game should be a pick, but you're getting BYU off the holy war going to Iowa State coming off of a bye. So I would say like 90% of the people out there that say they're handicappers are going to use that straight alone to say that's why you have to take Iowa State. I'm going to say you're wrong. Bear Bachmeyer is a presence. This freshman kid is like the most down-to-earth thing ever, and he's just mowing over defenses like there's no tomorrow. Now, Big Citrus in orange, the nose tackle that plays for Iowa State, he's not playing in this game, right? He's their nose tackle. I call him Big Citrus. Sorry. I know his last name is Orange. I've been calling him Big Citrus all season. But Bear Bachmeyer's got 17 all-purpose TDs, and you're going to be missing Big Citrus in the middle of a 3-3-5 defense that's one of the worst in the nation at creating a pass rush and can't defend the rush anyways, and you're going to let Bear Bachmeyer and LJ Martin run all over you. I know the spot screams Iowa State. That is a lazy handicap. Listen to me, all my fellow college football handicappers out there. Quit being lazy. Trust your numbers and look at the actual run concepts. Quit getting into this lazy situational spot crap. All right. BYU, take the points. Let's go.
What's the what's your favorite spot?
SMU is completely inflated because of beating
this
Clemson.
This is not the question I was asking. I want you to answer. I wanted you to be like I like a sandwich spot because I like sandwiches. What's your favorite spot? And then talk about SMU.
I like Sunbelt teams that are on triple road travel. Like they're terrible.
That's
like
a good spot.
literally they are like, I've gone through the shout out action.
Here's what's funny. Can I interrupt you just to say this? Yeah. Like, this is, you're so smart. I'm like a first grader talking to like someone with a master's degree. I thought you were going to say like look ahead spot.
Right.
Instead, we got like Sun Belt teams off of three road games spot. Which is just like the greatness of Colin Wilson. Want to talk about SMU here for a minute, and then we'll do like one or two other games?
Completely inflated. Stuck my podcast partners on Wake Forest as his underdog of the week, and I completely echo all of his sentiments. Wake is very underrated, not being paid attention to. SMU is a little inflated because of beating Clemson without Klubnik last week. So,
I think look ahead spot might be the number one overall seed in spots.
No, you know what? No, hold on. No, I don't, because I thought about it. What got me into betting when I got out of college? I kept a notebook this thick when I got out of the University of Arkansas of umpires and Sunday unders, getaway game unders in MLB, and I started keeping manual track of it. And then by the time I started, shout out to So Money Sports, like that was his whole entire.
We love So Money, yeah.
Yeah, 15 years ago, he was putting out like Sunday unders like there were no tomorrow, and that's because he kept a book like this, like I did, on umpires. So that's the original Sunday getaway unders. That's the original.
The getaway spot.
Yes, always a getaway under. The players don't want to be there. The umpires want to get on a plane. They want to eat their meal and fly home. You know, nobody wants to be at the game on Sundays.
See, I more prefer if like Ohio State's playing Michigan next week and then it's a sleepy spot.
Sleepy spot.
They're playing some like Jabron, and then you can sometimes get the confluence of events where multiple spots collide. Like sleepy right. spot and look ahead spot. And perhaps the head coach of the team that's playing the good team used to be an assistant on that team, revenge spot. And now you've got a triple spot. And this son of a bitch looks like a zebra.
Listen, if we're going to get into like making fun of these narrative spots, it's like Matt Rhule has a job offer. They're not going to show up. That's not why Nebraska lost. The offense didn't show up, okay? I mean, we have
yes,
to
the
stop
all, like, the coach. The coach might leave spot.
Right, the coach might leave. It obviously affects all 60 players. Like, we could do this segment for days about some of the crap I hear with the talking heads during the week. I'm like, that doesn't matter. I turn on some of the bigger boy networks. I'm not going to name them. I just sit there and shake my head. Like, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I want to do, like, a Dwayne Johnson bit here. Final one. I don't know like what spot this is for Texas. It's like, I want to bet Texas spot. And it's a bad idea, right?
No. I mean, I bet Mississippi State
30
on
seconds
Sunday.
For this one.
I bet Mississippi State on Sunday. And I thought this would be a great spot because Texas was so poor against Kentucky. And then I went into the numbers and I looked at Mississippi State's run defense. And I was just appalled by how small they are and how much they have been eaten up and spitten out by every single offensive line they face. And that's what's going to happen here. And Arch is going to look good in his little end around the tackles and make us think that Texas has an offense. The only thing holding Texas back from winning a national title is Steve Sarkisian's play calling in the red zone. So from a matches X's and O's, this is a bad spot for Mississippi State's defense. Big time.
Texas's back spot?
Come on. You can't beat Mississippi State and say you're back. Stop.
I mean, you can't.
Beat someone real.
You have to be right. It doesn't mean you're right. But, dude, the Steve Sarkisian, like, I just think about the Falcons game against the Eagles the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl and, like, the four straight, like, end zone fades to Julio Jones and none of them work. Colin, great stuff as always. On Twitter at @Colin1. Good luck with all the bets. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Great Colin Wilson joining us on the show. I very much enjoyed that conversation about spots. Speaking of spots, we have a spot coming up on the other side. It'll be a great spot. Tom Glavine, MLB Hall of Famer.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.